Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
I want to tell the nation on both sides, you need to relax. You need to take a deep breath. You need to stop freaking out. You need to stop gloating over a victory and crying over a loss. Your rights are not going to be taken away. Your life hasn't changed one bit. For the first time in since I can remember, I have never seen so many people invested in something so heavily. And to see the way that we treat each other on social media, to see the way we treat each other in the streets, to see the way that we call each other names and the attitudes that we have, the gloating and the threats against the likes of Donald Trump and anybody who voted for him is a bunch of hooey. You need to re-freaking lax. You understand that? Take a deep breath. That goes for everybody. I'm serious. That goes for everybody. Yes, you know what? There was a bit of gloating out there. A lot of people who were supporters of the Donald, you know what? Over the last year plus, they've been called racist and bigots. They've been called homophobes, xenophobes, any kind of phobe they could come up with. They were called that. But enough is enough. It is over. It is Wednesday. I woke up this morning. Guess what? It was Wednesday. Nothing had changed. Trump didn't go in and go, I got a great idea. We're going to call this Trump Day. No. Bank accounts were still working. Buses, airplanes. World's still the world. The difference is we have President-elect Trump, and it came out of nowhere, and it shocked people. I think the big hurt came from a lot of reasons. One was the surprise of it all. People are surprised. That's where you get a bigger shock. But can we just for a moment stop it? Can we just for a moment stop being asshats to one another? People that were once your friends, were once your acquaintances, were once your neighbors, you know what? They're still good people. If you're mad and if you're upset, you have every right to be. But you know what? You wake up, you shake it off, and you move on with it. You move on with it. That's as simple as it gets. Last night, history happened. Fantastic. A shock happened. Fantastic. But we move on from it. Relax. Your choice isn't going to be taken away. Nobody's going to come and say, we're going to throw this out. We're taking everything to the Supreme Court. We're going to get it. That's not happening. You know what's going to happen? We're going to move forward as a country. There are bigger fish to fry. There are things out there that are extremely important to this administration and the soon-to-be administration to get things done. And one of them, and the most important one, a reason that many people voted last night, wasn't to take away your choice, wasn't to take away who you love, wasn't to throw people out of this country. No, a lot of this was because the system has failed them. And by that, I mean the economic system. You know, when the economy's good, when the economy's rocking, when the economy's kicking ass, people tend to forget the other things because they got smiles on their faces because they got some change in their pocket, got some ducats inside their bank account. Those things. Trump made a lot of promises, and I will tell you this, he won't keep all of them. He may keep a few, but he ain't keeping all. But we'll get deeper into that a little bit later. But right now, it's about relaxing. It's about taking a deep breath. It's about standing back and taking stock of what happened and realize last night, you did not lose an election. The candidate you voted for did. The realize last night, the candidate you vote for did win the election, but it doesn't mean you're in the administration. The way that we treat each other is, it's ridiculous. And for a lot of my friends out there who are left-leaning, the attitudes that they had last night and the things that they said, there is no call for that, period. Absolutely zero call for some of the things I saw. Some of the things I heard, some of the things I was told, and some of the things that were said to me. Zero. And nobody likes a crappy winner. Nobody likes a crappy winner. Last night, late in the evening or early in the morning, depending on where you were, Donald J. Trump was declared the winner. He took to the stage last night, and just 2 miles away from Hillary's headquarters, where she was going to do the big, you know, they had confetti that looked like glass because they wanted to make it seem like it was this big, you know, shattering of the glass and the whole nine yards. But he was gracious in victory. And he's got a lot of work to do. Here's the Donald from last night.
I've just received a call from Secretary Clinton. She congratulated us. It's about us. On our victory, and I congratulated her and her family on a very, very hard-fought campaign. I mean, she fought very hard.
She did fight hard, and we'll talk about her, and we'll talk about Barack, and we'll talk about things moving forward. He was gracious last night, and, you know, people are worried. People are worried about what's going to happen, right? The LGBT community is worried. Is this it? You know, you got Pence there, right? Pence is going to roll everything back. He is a liberal Republican. He's an he's an uptown Manhattan liberal Republican who, quite frankly, he used the Republican Party to get where he wanted to go because he believes more in where they were going than where the Democrats were. But he's not interested in taking away who you love. He's not interested in taking away your choice. He's not. You could sit here and you could say, well, he talked about. They all talk a great game on the run up to stuff. But as we've seen throughout time, the game is rarely ever backed up by the hype. And he hyped the hell out of a lot of stuff. But I thought he gave a good speech last night for what the country needed to hear. And if you lost, you don't want to hear it. If you lost last night and that's the way you feel, you don't want to hear it because you think he's a vile, disgusting individual. You think all of these things. If you lost last night, nothing he is going to say is ever going to make you go, oh, okay, okay. Nothing he says is going to make you feel that way. But he talked last night about Americans coming together.
Now it's time for America to bind the wounds of division. Have to get together. To all Republicans and Democrats and independents across this nation, I say it is time for us to come together as one united people.
One united people. And we need to remember that. President Obama echoed something similar today. We need to. It's not going to happen overnight, and it's going to take a while. You know, I'm a big proponent of finding solutions to problems. And we have some issues in this in America right now. And right now we're a deeply divided and a deeply hurt country for half this country. He won the Electoral College. He did not win the popular vote. She's going to win that by maybe a quarter of a million when all is said and done, give or take. That means, just like I said yesterday, if she would have won, half the country didn't vote for you. Well, guess what, Donald? Half the country didn't vote for you. And a good portion of those people are pissed and angry at who you are and what you have been about this entire time. So it's now about action, no longer words. Saying you're a changed man, saying you're all of these things, nobody wants to hear that. But people want to see the country moving in an economic direction again that is going to help everyone, not just a few. People want to see that. I have news for you out there who think great jobs are coming back in this Midwestern, you know, this Rust Belt town. A lot of those jobs ain't coming back. There's a lot of things he's promised that aren't going to happen. And there's some things he's promised that are going to happen. But it doesn't mean he can't get the economy going in the right way. It doesn't mean he can't get us moving in the right direction. I am behind whoever our president. If Hillary would have won last night, I was going to be behind her. He won. I'm going to be behind him. But I tell you what, unlike other people, I'm going to hold his feet to the fire. Because I want to see not only him, but I want to see how the Democrats and the Republicans are going to react. Last night, history was made, and a social change has happened here, an experiment that is going on within our nation. For years, we have clamored. We want a business person inside the White House, somebody who has not been in politics their entire life. Well, this cat's not been in politics his entire life. This cat is a business person first and foremost. He has zero political experience whatsoever. And now he's on the biggest stage of all. He is the president-elect, and he will be the president of the United States. He is going to lead us for the next 4 years. So I am behind him, and I want him to succeed. But remember, sometimes in life, we wish for something and we get it. And it's not always what we thought it was going to be. He may turn out to be a flop. He may turn out to be the most incredible president of the last 50 years. I don't know what it's going to be. Chances are it may be somewhere in the middle. But what I do know is whether it was Hillary or Donald, I'm behind that person because I think they need that. But it doesn't mean we don't hold feet to the fire. It doesn't mean we don't call them out when we need to. And it doesn't mean we don't give them kudos when they do the things we think are right. But I ask you to take a deep breath and realize that you did not lose the election. America did not die last night. We just had a changing of the guard. And like everything else in life, it is temporary. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. You can text the show, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. People are already texting in. Feel free to do that. Love it when you do. You can also email us, chad@chadbensonshow.com. Speaking of Hillary, she spoke not last night, but today. Give you my thoughts, Chad Benson Show.
Blah, 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 blah. He's Chad Benson.
Hillary last night sent out to Podesta. So John Podesta went out there and he told everybody, yeah, we're not giving up. You guys need to go home. We're still in this thing in the fight. But within about 45 minutes, she had conceded. She had called Trump and sent everybody home. Today, she finally spoke. And you could see the pain. You could see the hurt. And I don't blame her for that. But, you know, she was, you know, she went out there and she faced the music and I think gave a very poignant and quick speech about how she felt.
I congratulated Donald Trump and offered to work with him on behalf of our country. I hope that he will be a successful president for all Americans.
As do I. And I would have said the exact same thing and she'd become president. I know, it's crazy, right? It's crazy. How could you say that, Chad? Because there's no us versus them. It's about us, right? Us, Americans. It's about Americans. It's not about, hey, you guys are on this side. It drives me crazy. That's what I've seen for the last umpteen hours is that. That's all I've seen. The anger, the shock, all of those things, it's quite frankly, it's been disturbing how many insane things that I've seen posted. But I thought Hillary did a very good job. And I think she said something that unfortunately will not be heard by many people.
We owe him an open mind and the chance to lead. Our constitutional democracy enshrines the peaceful transfer of power. And we don't just respect that, we cherish it.
We got to keep an open mind. That's what I'm telling people to do. Keep an open mind. It's hard for people to keep an open mind. It really is. As much as you want people to, even people who call themselves the most open-minded people, in many ways, as we've seen with people who are very progressive or whatnot, they don't have an open mind. They have an open mind to things that interest them and to things that they believe in and or will be tolerant of. They don't have an open mind in other ways. If you have a different belief system, they don't. There is no way that anybody who voted against Donald for who he is and what he represents is going to have any open mind whatsoever. Just like last night had Hillary won, there was very few people out there who would have a true open mind for a Hillary presidency at all. Very little. And while she implored Americans to have an open mind, as did the president today, while she implored them to say, hey, you know what? We can be stronger together. We should move forward together. As we all know in situations like this, that's the last thing you want to hear, right? If you get your heart broken, what's the last thing you want to hear? There's more fish in the sea. You lose the game, you'll get them next time. Those are the last things you want to hear at that moment in time. And for a lot of people out there, this was the last thing they want to hear right now, especially because of the way that it went down, because it wasn't supposed to happen like this. You ask any athlete, they'd rather be blown out in a game than lose a heartbreak situation that they thought they should have won. And that's what it was last night. It was over. It was done. It was dusted. They were just going through the motions yesterday. But the script was flipped. And now we have President-elect Trump. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBensonShow.com, Chad@ChadBensonShow.com. Weed was on the ballot. How did weed do? Unbeweedable. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Before I talk about some of the other stuff that was thrown out there last night for all the world to see and to vote on, back to a bit about Hillary. You know, I'm going to say this. I didn't trust her, but I don't know if I trust any politician, to be honest with you, because I think if they're talking, chances are they're lying. It's part of what the business is, right? It's always negotiation. It's funny how we look at certain lies here and certain lies there, and we want to justify this, that, and the other. You ask any celebrity or any high-profile person if they could dream of one day having their own server and controlling all the information that they have, they would say, hell yes. But the world we live in, it doesn't even matter at this point in time, because you got some 16-year-old somewhere who can hack into just about anything. So, I mean, you know, might as well CYA yourself by not getting in trouble. And what she did was absolutely wrong. But unlike a lot of people out there, I didn't hate Hillary, and I don't. I think she's a tough SOB that if you were running a company, that's the kind of woman you'd want running your company, because she's about winning. And she lost last night. But unlike a lot of people out there, I don't view I have disdain for the way that our country is run and for the fact that there are so many people with inside the kitchen, if you will, that has a say into how things go. And many of these people aren't patrons. They're not there for the food, if you will. They're there because they want to have the say in how everything's cooked. Because they get a little chunk out of everything that gets sold on that menu. I never hated Hillary. And I will tell you this. I never once thought she hated America. And I never once thought that if she would have won, that we were doomed. I never once thought we were doomed. I never once thought that the country was going to fall apart. No more than I feel that Donald Trump is going to destroy our country. And the same thing went for me 8 years ago when Barack Obama became president of the United States. I never once thought, and I never once hoped and prayed that Barack Obama was going to fall on his face, because that is something I never wanted to see. I wasn't always happy with the way that he governed our country. I wasn't always happy with some of the policies that he laid out there. But I will tell you this. He walked into a hell of a situation. An economy that was floundering. A few wars we were in. And it was ugly. He did what he thought was best for the country. And he had a different view in the country than half the country has. But I never once hated him for it. And I saw a lot of people out there who did. You know, Van Jones last night said, we whitewashed this election. No, Van, I don't think we whitewashed this election. The fact is, two white people were running for president of the United States. So you could have said that even if Hillary had won. And this is the referendum also, not only on Hillary, but Barack Obama and his legacy. Because much of what he put in is going to be unwound. Obamacare? Chad, did you hate Obamacare? I don't like Obamacare. I said that from the word go. But you know what I liked? I liked the fact that he tried something. I liked the fact that they tried to get something through. I liked the fact that they made an effort. Yes, the Republicans always scream we have something, but rarely do I see anything worth a damn. Do I like the deals with Cuba and with Iran? No, I don't. Do I want them to work? Absolutely, I do. I don't want our leaders to fail. And too many people out there want that because it's not their side. And that's the shame on us. That's the partisan BS that's out there. We don't need that. Hillary gave 35 years to this country, and she got a lot out of it. Made herself rich, started a foundation, which, by the way, whether you like the foundation or not, here's a little something for you. They give out more AIDS medicine than any other place on earth, including countries. In developing nations where places like Africa, where that is desperately needed. Is it a money laundering scheme? Whether it is or isn't, I don't know. Hell, I spoke to Don King, right? How many of you out there like Don King? He was funny as hell. What did he call him again, Phil? I love what he called Ranch Priebus.
Ranch Priskin.
Ranch Priskin. But Don King, who everybody loves, robbed Muhammad Ali and Mike Tyson and everybody else he got his hands into. Oh, he made them rich, but he made himself richer off of it. I do not hate any of our leaders, and nor will I. Barack Obama, I think, is a good man. I think Barack Obama is a smart man. I think he lived his life in books and theory, and it didn't really try out when it was out there. But I think he did the best job that he could in the circumstances he was presented with. I think Donald Trump has a new set of problems that Barack didn't have to face. And I think he's going to do all he can for our country to put it on the direction that it should go, to get this back on the track that we think this country should go. But if you hope and pray that he fails, that's a shame on you. That is ridiculous. They are our leaders. They are the people that, whether you like it or not, are in charge. And so the more that we can get behind them and unify, the better it is for everybody. But that's easier said than done. Because we're at a point now where we are so completely divided. And we were so angry. And we were so divided sometimes on the most inane and stupid BS. That we forget there's a bigger picture here. So before I call him the next great president, or before I call the last guy the worst president ever, of which I doubt either is true, because I don't think Barack Obama's the worst president ever. And I don't know what Donald Trump will be. One thing I do know is I'm over the crap. If we can't have an open mind with one another, if we can't say, I've lost, but you know what? He's our president, so I'm going to get behind him. And I'll get hate mail, because that is the small-mindedness of the people out there. You didn't hate Hillary? No, why should I? Because what? Do I think she hated America? No. Do I think she wanted America to succeed? Yes, because you know what? She wants to continue to be in power. And you do that when it succeeds. Do I think she has her own best interest? Yes, I think she does. Do I think Donald, in many ways, has his ego? Is it one of his best interests? Yes, but I think it's not his pocketbook. So they have different things that they put in front of it. But if we could just stop with the screaming and the yelling and just please, for the love of goodness, look at what's in front of us at this moment, at this time, the opportunity to unite behind a president that, let's be real, has been very divisive, so much so that last night my son, Jack, if you listen to the show, my son's 6 years old. He's a big part of the show. He's the most important thing to me in the world. I love him like there's no tomorrow. He was worried, and he's been worried, because his best little friend is Mexican. And he was born and raised here, as were his mother and father. But they have a house in Mexico, and Jack is terrified because of the rhetoric. Absolutely terrified that his little friend is going to be sent home. So much so last night that Jack wrote a letter, says, I want Hillary, and asked his mom if he could go down to the polling station because he wanted her to win because he's afraid his little friend's going to go. We don't need that BS. We don't. We don't need it from our leaders, and we sure in the hell don't need it from us. I think we need to realize that when any of these people get into power, whether it be at a local level or at a level that is that of the president, that we can get behind them and we can say, you know what? Didn't win this one. Maybe win the next one. But let's hope this person gets us to where we need to be. Because I have news for you. As much as you have a disdain for Donald Trump, if 2 years from now the economy is booming, choice is still there, LGBT rights haven't been taken away, immigration is actually getting to the point where we're actually streamlining it and doing it the right way, we've got a handle on ISIS, and the economy is booming, you'd be surprised how people will change their tunes. A lot of people hated Jackie Robinson. But you know what? Over time, he won them over. Donald's got a long way to go to win these people over. But I think if we give him a chance, just like if you would have given Hillary a chance if she would have been president, and things go well, you can change your tune. If you say you're not going to no matter what, that just shows what a closed-minded individual you are. And I thought we're about having open minds and being honest with one another. Speaking of honesty, I wouldn't steer you wrong because that's just not right. That's not who I am, kids. We elected a new president last night. He got through the biggest job interview in the history of mankind. Right now, you've got jobs that need to be filled, but you need the best candidate. And you're thinking to yourself, if I post this here, it's just one site. I'm going to be limited to the people that can come here. What am I going to do? Well, if you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your jobs on all the top sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your jobs to 100-plus sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just one post. Just one. You can watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. You're a busy person, You don't have time for juggling emails or calls right there to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 1 million businesses. And right now, my listeners here of the Chad Benson Show can go to ZipRecruiter and post a job for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/report. That's ZipRecruiter.com/report. One more time. Try it for free. Chad Benson Show listeners, ZipRecruiter.com/report. Post your job for free. It's the Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.
It's me, kids. Marijuana last night was unbeweedable. Get it? Unbeweedable.
Oh, man. You guys want to get high?
California, Massachusetts, and Nevada have legalized marijuana. Isn't it weird? You think Nevada would have had marijuana. It was like one of the first things they would have ever done. Are we going to need hookers? We're going to need gambling, booze, and weed. This is it. Now let's get a bunch of accountants to come here every year for their big conference. Alaska, Colorado, Oregon, Washington, as well as D.C. are also legalized place to smoke dine weed. With the addition of Cali, Mass, and Nevada, let's see, 20%. Wow, 20%. We're moving there. It's just so silly, right? It is. Is it just silly? I find it. I don't get it. I never have. I never will. Oh, look, there's a lot of things out there that I sit there and go, okay, I get that. I get why you don't want that. I understand why you don't want this, or I understand why you don't want that. This is not one of those things. This isn't it. And it's weird because, again, we've legalized something that is federally prohibited. But if you're not going to follow the immigration laws, why you should follow the weed laws? And that kind of, you know, it's like, well, you know, federally you shouldn't do this, but, you know, statewide, we don't really give a rat's ass. It just makes me laugh. Some of the other weird things last night. California, we voted to, this is what I loved about California. We voted to simultaneously speed up the process of the death penalty and at the same time also eliminate the death penalty altogether. So take that. We also voted, yeah, it's okay for people who are adult film stars to, you know, not wear condoms. Because nobody wants to see that, right? Chad, you're just being horrible. No, I'm not being horrible. I'm being honest. Some of this stuff is crazy. But, you know, last night, I was reading. There was some 400 measures across the board, across the country. Bonds and tax hikes and stuff. You know, like soda tax hikes and all this stuff. And it drives me insane. Because the government, you know what the government is? The government is addicted to your money. And this is both sides of it. Bush expanded the government extremely fast. Extremely fast. So if you hear somebody say, I'm a small government, but they're not. You're not small government. And by the way, small government, we have a big country. Small government may not work well in big country. Competent government, on the other hand, works well everywhere. So let's always remember that. Competent government over small government. But I saw how many initiatives were out there in the ballots for ways to raise fees or taxes or to get more inside of your pocketbook. That drives me insane. And the fact that they always try to say it's revenue, it is not revenue. Do you understand that? It is not revenue. You do not produce anything. You don't even sell t-shirts. You don't. You take. You take. You do not produce and we purchase. You take. That drives me insane. It does. It drives me insane. And, you know, I scratch my head. I scratch my head. And the fact that people buy into the revenue. I got in a fight, not a fight, like a fisticuffs or anything like that, with the Castro brothers. And, of course, Juan and Julian Castro, who are many people see them as the as a shining light in the Democratic Party. And when they used to say, well, we need to increase revenue, I'm like, you don't get it. It's not revenue. This is not revenue. Like I said last night, no money comes out of your check for McDonald's. Like, and this is your hamburger tax, and this is your fee for this. It's they always want to add something to it. And if they can't get away with a tax, they get away with a fee. And it's insane. That's why I would tell everybody, if they're asking you for money, you always say no. Because if you give it to them, they will ask for more because they'll figure out a way to spend more of what you gave them. Jack's great at that. Dad, I only got $4, but it's $5.99. You know what the difference is? I love Jack. That's the difference. I don't like the way that our government spends our money. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. By the way, did you see Barron last night standing on stage behind his dad? That he looked like the most uncomfortable kid on earth, ready to pass out too, wide-eyed and thinking to himself, sweet mother of God, what am I doing here? Is this going to be my life? It is, Barron, so get used to it. It's the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.